before the Lord in prayer. Gracious our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day that you have made. We thank you for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it, because we know that it's in you that we move and we breathe and we have our very being. With you, we can do everything. Without you, we can do absolutely nothing. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word. We thank you for being our God, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Comforter, our all in all. Lord, we thank and praise you that you have given us everything we need to work the word. Everything you're going to do for us, you've already done. So we thank and praise you for this TMC call, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and the entire D.A.C. De Leon family. Father, we thank and praise you that they saw it to work the word to be where we are today. Now, Lord, bless them immensely. Cover them with your protection. Have your angels encamp around about them, Lord. And as that song says, put a fence around them every day. Lord, we thank you that you have already done great things and are doing greater things in their lives. We thank and praise you for each and every family member who has joined us. We thank you, Lord, for the speaker who will bring forth a word that we know we need to hear, that we know will help us to work this word. Now, Lord, we ask that you bless their entire family. Everything they touch prospers in Jesus' name. And, Father, that the word will go forth with clarity, because we bind that devil in Jesus' name. And Father, let us be receptive of the word, and let us be spirit-led as we work the word, Lord. We thank you for this day, and we give you praise. We call it done in Jesus' name. I love you, my TMC family. Now let's go out and work the word according to God's will, so that we can see the fruits and enjoy the fruits that he has for us. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting the people and bombarding the heavens with that prayer. And again, I want to say good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to welcome everyone and thank you for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greeting as you begin your day. We know that this call is all about the Master, and as a family, each Monday through Friday, we come together early in the morning faithfully to give God the reverence, praise, glory, and honor that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God. That's Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And we know that when God gives a mandate, he also gives a mission. And that mission is to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as we begin our day. And when we know that our God does things decent and in order, and that all things about him are founded on his word. So we know that the Master's Call is founded on scripture. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we begin the call in prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. And as you know, this call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday. So if you want to listen to the current message, you can do so by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. All of the messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our website. The website address is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And on that website, you can read our bios, see the prayer objectives, and just kind of figure out what's going on with the Master's Call. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word from the Lord stored up in your belly for such a time as this, or if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net, and either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, hosted by none other than Platinum President Godmother Dorothy Cook and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. They do this call so that we can be informed, energized, and to keep us moving forward to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598#. Again, the MMC call is immediately following this call. The number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598#. Well, I am getting ready to get out of the way so that God's mouthpiece with the message can come forth and just rock our world. Today's speaker is none other than our very own and my dear sister, Minister Ada Levette Grace. Minister Ada Grace is a humble servant of God. She resides in Brooklyn, New York with her husband, Doug. Minister Ada is under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Galbraith at Clarendon Road Church in Brooklyn, New York. Minister Ada is a mother and a grandmother who believes that she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. She is the co-founder of a ministry, Women for the Cross, a ministry dedicated to helping women deal with their issues, their concerns, and how to serve the Lord. Minister Ada is a teacher of the Word of God. She wants you to read the Word, study the Word, believe the Word, apply the Word, and live the Word. And as Minister Willard told us this morning, work the Word. She is the CFO of Ergo Productions, Inc., an event and media entertainment company in Brooklyn, New York. She loves the Lord and is about to bless us with a word from on high. I present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own Minister Ada Levette Grace. Minister Ada, are you there?
I am here, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my sister. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Kai. And I always tease Minister Kai because I tell her I love that sultry voice. So thank you for that warm introduction. Thank you for your excellence. And, of course, I want to give out a shout-out to our greeter and the one who opened us up with prayer, my personal own big spiritual sister, Willa Peterson. Thank you. And, of course, I want to give praise to God for the two dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. If I were to ask you a question this morning, and I say, what image comes to your mind when I say the words mother, mama, mommy, my dear? I don't know about you, but of course I immediately think of my own mother, Miss Jessie Lee, and I'm starting a new series today called The Mothers. If I was to title this specific message today, it would be Mothers Who Trusted God. If you're a mother on the line today, a grandmother or a father or a grandfather, an aunt or an uncle, or just someone who is committed to the youth, I believe that this message will bless you today. Let me just say a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for this opportunity to speak into your people today. I pray right now that you would allow me to step back and your Holy Spirit to come forth and minister to these, your people. in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles, would you be so kind as to go to Exodus? Exodus, the very second book of the Bible. And for the sake of time, I'm going to be moving kind of fast, but this is one story that really came to mind that the Lord had laid on my heart a few days ago with everything that is going on in the turmoil in Baltimore. And not just in Baltimore, but really all around the country, there have been several tragic incidents as it relates to young men, specifically young black unarmed men. And as I prepare to go before you this morning, I have to admit to you and be very transparent that I have been tussling on and off all night because I have two sons and I have a grandson and I have multiple, many nephews and nieces. And there is a real crisis, ladies and gentlemen, dearly beloved. And I believe that we can always go to the Word. Amen. Thank you for that, Tad. Well, work the Word. So we're going to read a story in the Word that I believe that we can relate to somewhat what's going on in our world. So we're going to start with the first chapter in verse 8 of Exodus. Chapter 1, verse 8, and it reads, "Then a new king who did not know about Joseph came to power in Egypt. Look, he said to his people, the Israelites have become too numerous for us. Come, we must deal shrewdly with them, or they will become even more numerous. And if war breaks out, we'll join our enemies, fight against us, and leave the country." So the first thing we identify here is that there is a new king that follows after Joseph. He is intimidated, and he is fearful. We're going to drop down to verse 14. And so the first solution that the king came up with to this problem that presents itself to him is found here. He said in verse 14, it says, "They made their lives bitter with hard work in brick and mortar and with all kinds of work in the field. And in all their hard labor, the Egyptians use them ruthlessly." So the king's first solution to the problem that he perceived that is going on is to use and abuse. And isn't it ironic that in this day, the answer was for them to work? If we were to go in some of the inner urban areas, we would find just the opposite is true. So many of our young men and women have no jobs, have no work. Isn't that something? Let's continue in our story. The king of, verse 15, "The king of Egypt said to the Hebrews' midwives," here comes another one of his solutions, "midwives whose names were Shiphrah and Puah, when you help the Hebrew women in childbirth, and observe them on the delivery stool. If it is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, let her live." Could you imagine your boss or someone in authority over you summoning you to their office and demanding that you commit murder on an innocent baby boy simply because he's a baby boy? See, we're dealing with a king that's just cray-cray, just crazy and intimidated and fearful. And these are his solutions. Let's continue in the story. But let's look at the response of the midwives in verse 17. "The midwives, however, feared God and did not do right where you are." I want to repeat that. The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do, and they let the boys live. There's going to come a time in your life, in my life, when we have to make a choice and we have to do things God's way. Amen. Let's continue. Verse 18. Then the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and asked them, "Why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live?" And the midwives had an answer for the Pharaoh. "Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous, and they give birth even before we get there," the midwives said. So in verse 20, so God was kind to the midwives, and the people continued to increase and became even more numerous. You know, God has the answer. I don't care what the king is trying to do. He's trying to destroy. But everything that he's trying is backfiring. Let's continue. And the midwives feared God, and he gave them families of their own. Amen. God is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Verse 22, then Pharaoh gave this order. Now, he won't quit. Isn't that just like the enemy? He just keeps coming, keeps throwing, keeps doing some crazy, terrible things because he is so fearful. Then Pharaoh gave this order to all his people, every boy that is born, you must throw into the Nile, but let every girl live. I've seen in families before where it seems like there are so many girls and just a few boys. And I often say, when you look need an answer, look to the Word of God. You ever notice in some families there are just so many girls? The enemy has been trying to destroy the boy baby because that is the seed from which future families come. So what we're seeing in society today is nothing new. Now, let's learn about another woman, another mother who trusted in God. Chapter 2, verse 1. Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levi woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. And when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hid him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch, and then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen. So this is describing Moses' birth and Moses' mother. When I did a little research to try to find out what was her name, names are important to me. And so in further research, I discovered that Moses' mother's name was Jochebed. And, you know, we have interesting names in the Bible, always say. So we're going to refer to Moses' mother this morning as Sister J. Okay, so Sister J, what's happening here? And for the sake of time, I want to be respectful of the time. I'm just going to encourage you to read this because you will really begin to understand why we have the problems that we have. So Moses is born, and when he is about 3 months, the Word of God says here, She makes a basket. She was not going to throw her baby in the water and let him drown. She feared God. Just as earlier we saw how the midwives who became mothers themselves also feared God. So the first adoption takes place right here in verse 5. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank, and she saw the basket among the weeds and sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister, the baby sister, Moses' sister, who is Miriam, asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered, and the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. Now, I love this story. I love the Word of God because you see the story in the beginning with this cray-cray king, and you see how the people of God responded, and you see how God rewarded, and you see how God provided. What are the takeaways that I want you to take away from this story? First of all, if you like me, I love the Word of God. I love to read it, study it, dissect it, look up things. It brings such joy to me. The first takeaway that I want you to take away from this is that you are going to have to deal with some cray-cray folks in your life. They may be on your job. They may be in your family. But you don't need to be intimidated, woman of God. You don't need to be intimidated, man of God. You must have the courage to stand up to the crazy folks in your life. Point number two, takeaway number two, God is faithful. I know that's one of my dear sister down there in Ocean Springs' favorite saying is, God is faithful, Minister Brenda. To those who fear him. Remember how the midwife said they're not going to do what this king has demanded him to do? Also cross-reference Psalms 116, 1 and 2. You can read that at your own time. Takeaway number three, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. Read Psalm 92 for that reference. God is your provider. Right where you are, I want you to say that God is my provider. Hallelujah. I've been off work almost 3 months, and my sickness benefits have not come in yet, but I haven't missed a beat. God is my provider. And not only is he your provider, he is also your protector. Hallelujah. As we see in the story, Moses' mother has Moses. And then she trusts God, but she went to work. She got a basket. She didn't throw her baby in the water and just say, oh, well, Lord, I'm going to trust you. No, she prepared a basket for him, and then she had her sister to be watchful and praying and seeing what was going to happen with Moses. So we have to work. We have to do the work. The word works, as Minister Willow was saying in the tag, but we have to do our part. Thank you, Minister Kai. And then on takeaway number five, and this is key. This is key. Trust God completely, not man. All right? Let me say that again. Trust God completely, not man. You can read Proverbs 3 and 4. Hebrews 10 and 23, Hebrews 3 and 14. I want to say to those of you that sometimes feel overwhelmed with the responsibilities of taking care of a child, of raising a child, of being there for a child, God has entrusted you to be someone who will have the courage to watch over that child, to teach that child, and even an adult. I have adult children, but I continue to speak life over them. And I just want you all to know I love you so much. And I pray that this message has given you the hope of knowing that your parenting, your auntie, uncles, investing in that child and continuing to be there and to help that child is not in vain. Mothers, the nurturers, our providers, our protectors. In closing, I'll leave you with a quick story that happened to me when my oldest daughter was a little girl. She was coming home every day crying and talking about this bully. I want you to know that Minister Ada wasn't always safe. And I went up to the school and I talked to the principals and the teachers and I said, look, this little boy is messing with my baby and she's a sweet little girl. She was in kindergarten, so she was about five. And she would cry. So I tried to get them to get involved, to call his parents, to have a meeting, all the nicety stuff. Well, that didn't work. And my baby continued to come home crying. So one day I got up to go into the school and I went to the school. I took day off work. I went to school, and I said, Keita, show me where that little boy is. And he was playing on the playground, bullying some other kids. I went right over to him. I squat down on his level, and I looked into his face. I said, if you put your hand on my child one more time, I'm going to beat your, and you can fill in the blanks. Like I said, I ain't always been safe. But I want you to know, he stopped bothering my baby. The point I want to leave you with is, mothers who love their children, there's nothing we won't do to protect and care for our children. What we're finding now is that we have not enough advocates for the children who are hurting and need us as a family of God to be there for the children. I'm going to close with that, and I'm going to send it back over to the host.
Thank you, Minister Ada, for that word. We just appreciate you, and I'll be calling you back for the benediction. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the woman of God who just blessed us with that word. Lord, we thank you that she is just continuing to walk out your will, to work the word, to read the word, to study the word, and to apply it to her life. Lord, you know that they're opening their business. Lord, let everything that she places her hand to prosper 100-fold, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for the two women of God who started this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. You know every need, oh Heavenly Father, spoken and unspoken in their lives. And we thank you, we praise you that you are meeting them and exceeding them. You are doing the exceeding and the abundantly more than they can ask or hope according to the power that worketh in them. So Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for the hedge of protection around the artist family, oh Heavenly Father, around the Des De Leon family. We ask that you continue to just keep your hands on Miss Elvia as she continues to walk out her pregnancy. Continue to just be a peace that passes all understanding. Father, give her everything that she needs. Meet and exceed her needs, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you that you continue to bless every person that is under the sound of my voice, every person connected to the TMC call, to our International. So Lord, we ask that you continue to just be a comfort to those who are bereaved, to those who are just in the midst of a loss, oh Heavenly Father. Continue to be a hedge of protection around them. Continue to show them your love, your peace, your comfort, your guidance as they walk this process out. Lord, sickness and disease are names that must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we thank you that you are a God who knows what we need, even when we don't. So we praise you and we thank you for it, and we're just believing it in the name of Jesus. We call it done. Amen and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598#. If you want to listen to this awesome message again from Minister Ada Levette Grace, you can do so today by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677#. Again, we look forward to hearing you all again in the morning. We know that this call will continue to bless our socks off. And now I will say, Minister Ada, are you there for our benediction?
Yes, thank you, Minister Kai. God bless you. Thank you for, again, your excellence. Thank you, Minister Wella. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as a mother, as a grandmother, as an aunt, as a servant, as your servant, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, for continued peace and calm. I pray, Father God, that we as advocates for children today will search our hearts and souls to see how we can continue to make a difference in the life of a child. I pray, Father God, that your Holy Spirit will usher into places where there is darkness, where there is abuse or neglect. I pray, Heavenly Father, for a rain of the Holy Spirit. We bless you and thank you for this opportunity to come before your throne. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out and have a wonderful day, and God bless each and every one of you.